USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says,
we have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin saying more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night, and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. Hours after trade negotiators strike a final deal on what's called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, a trade deal that replaces NAFTA, President Trump is tweeting his approval of the final product, saying it's going to solve many deficiencies and mistakes that NAFTA made. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
First Lady Melania Trump heads out on a four-nation tour of Africa today. Mrs. Trump's first solo trip abroad as First Lady will be taking her to Egypt, Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. She announced last week she'll focus on children's health, including care for mothers and newborns, nutrition, education, and HIV protection. The Supreme Court beginning its new term today with just 8 justices. The U.S. Senate still waging the battle, of course, over President Trump's nominee to the High Court, Brett Kavanaugh. The 8 remaining justices, though, will start hearing arguments in a new term that will run through next June. Today marks the start of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Serena Williams is out with a powerful reminder, the tennis star producing a video featured on her Instagram page. She said she does so to make sure women know that breast cancer is an issue that affects women of all colors all around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An unusual traffic situation in Atlanta this morning. An overturned livestock truck has spilled a herd of cows onto a highway, backing up traffic and causing at least 2 wrecks that killed 2 cows. Reports are the truck spilled the cows across Interstate 285 early today, and at least 1 driver of another vehicle was injured in one of those collisions with one of those cows. Another herd of cows spilled onto I-75 back in May. In that case, 10 cows were killed. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, they're feeling the effects of a deadly car explosion over the weekend that killed at least 3 people. A shelter's been set up for people who've been displaced by the destruction it caused. Authorities say among those killed in the blast was the person believed responsible for the explosion. It happened on Saturday night. It took place close to a busy street. More details expected to be announced by authorities at a news conference later today. And more now on Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which we told you moments ago does begin today, and the disease is the 3rd deadliest type of cancer in the world. It's most common, of course, in women, and the National Cancer Institute says a woman has about a 1 in 8 chance of being diagnosed with it in her lifetime. And having a mother, sister, or daughter who had breast cancer almost doubles a woman's risk. Women at average risk should start getting yearly screenings at the age of 40. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about right here at the intersection of faith and politics, where we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And certainly, we're at a point in our culture where some of this truth that we have to deal with is very uncomfortable. It's very challenging, but that is the nature of truth in relationship to how you've deviated from the truth, to where you need to go in order to get back on track of the truth. That's what we call the grief to happiness ratio. Megan Barth is with us right now, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and we're going to talk about the Sunday TV news shows amongst everything that everybody's talking about. Megan, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on every Monday.
Well, I'll tell you, it is awesome to have you on every Monday. I so look forward to our time together because you help me and help our audience kind of, you know, get through and bring back into focus, especially when we're, you know, away for a couple of days and you've got a lot of conversation over the weekends. No doubt, everywhere I went, Megan, everybody wanted to talk about Kavanaugh. They wanted to talk about their impressions, and it was almost to the point that they didn't care if there was a sensitive feminist nearby. It was just, wait a minute, this is there's just something real wrong about all this.
Yeah, and you know, I've talked to a lot of people this weekend as well, and that was the same sense that I had gotten from most of the people that I talked to. Mm-hmm. I think most people believe that something did happen to Dr. Christine Ford, and most people felt for her because obviously she's been through multiple decades of therapy. She's got two front doors on her house in order to, you know, prove, I guess, that she has claustrophobia and anxiety and some sort of PTSD from an alleged incident. But from a prosecutorial standpoint, according to the Mitchell report, which was the lawyer who had examined Dr. Ford on TV, she basically said no credible prosecutor would take this case because there is no evidence.
Right.
There is evidence that she has had a lot of therapy, but there is no evidence as to what caused her to have so much therapy. And then there's so many inconsistencies in her story that a majority of the people found her to be, you know, lacking credibility. One, the fact that she said that she was afraid to fly, but she's been to Hawaii no less than 9 times. She's been to South America. She's been to Europe. She's been all over the world. So when she was caught kind of in that lie, a lot of people didn't overlook that because that's not something that you should normally lie about, because you do have, if you have to prove that you're afraid of flying, obviously your flight history would disprove what you were saying.
Right.
So when you look at the whole new mantra now of the feminist left, is that all survivors must be believed. Well, first of all, you have to establish what exactly they survived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing also, the way this was playing out, My initial instinct, and I was talking with a friend of mine as we were watching, and he was in a different part of the country, and we were watching the testimony of Dr. Ford. And I said, something's wrong here. This doesn't seem right. It almost seems like she's acting. And he is a highly decorated police officer. He's had a lot of experience in this. And and his response was, Bill, I'll guarantee you, she doesn't teach in that voice. And then I was watching an interview from a body language expert, and you love these people who have that kind of experience that can bring out the nuances. And it was astounding. You know, she referred to it as her pretty girl posture, and someone who has been, you know, charming. And we know people who have been charming and how they can get away with, you know, seemingly murder at times because they're just so doggone charming and you just want to believe them. And they kind of have a way of disarming you. And Dr. Ford disarmed, you know, the senators. And except for some of them that, you know, had to be careful because, and I think we all are walking on eggshells over this deal for the sake of, you know, the women who have issues and that have been victims, and that you want to, you know, you don't want to be so hard-hearted that you cannot hear the truth when it comes across. It's just that this is suspiciously, suspicious, I guess, is the word, because, you know, the way this is all being worked up, the people that are behind her, the way this was played out, is that, you know, really, if it was a problem, if this was really a problem, why didn't she go, Megan? Why didn't she go to the local authorities? Because there's no, you know, there's no statute of limitations for sexual abuse in Maryland. She could have taken this right straight to the officials and say, I've been violated. End of story. And that still may happen where they go to the police because they're not getting their way and they're doing everything they can delay. They've delayed it now to where the court is now eight. It's one member short because of what, you know, the Senate didn't do.
Well, right. Yeah. And she could still take it to the Montgomery County Police Department. And the question is, why haven't they? Why haven't they?
That's my point.
Right. Why, if this was so important and this needs to be resolved and needs to be investigated, well, in the first place, her new lawyers could go, and who's paying for them, we're not sure. But the first place her newly hired lawyers could go would be and should be to the Montgomery Police Department, because there is no statute of limitations on assault. But then you have to ask yourselves, okay, if they go to the Montgomery Police Department, where is the Montgomery Police Department going to go? Much like the question you say, well, where is the IRS going to go? Dr. Ford can't tell us where the house was. She's already told us of a variety of amounts of different people that were there, and the four people that she claims that were there all deny that her allegations are even truthful, or that they remember things completely differently. They said they were never at a party. They had no recollection of a party. And so all of the evidence that she's tried to put forward has kind of fallen flat and torn apart, if you will. Because the police, you know, the American people watched her testimony. We saw the holes. The police, if they ever receive a report from her lawyers, are going to see the holes. Any prosecutor is going to see the holes. She would never have a case brought in front criminally against brought in front of a judge or a jury and criminally against Brett Kavanaugh.
And that was Rachel Mitchell's conclusion as well. The other thing that happens, which, of course, is heartbreaking, is to see what the women, the victims, are subjected to. But, you know, in order to get to the truth, you know, she's opening herself up to her background. Interestingly, over the weekend, her information about her high school annual, which was up, was suddenly professionally scrubbed. Why was that, Megan?
Well, so was her social media profile before she, you know, abandoned her anonymity in order to go in front of Judge Kavanaugh. So a lot of things have been struck from our past. That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is that when you, there were some people that were able, they were smart enough, they said, this isn't going to last long. So they saved the material, and I've read the copies. I mean, we're going to get into a little bit more of the detail of what her high school annual pointed out. Quite ironic, you know, you point fingers one way, you got three coming back at you. Stay with us.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Very fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Okay, a little bit ornery, but that's just for fun, okay? 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, we've hesitated from day one, as many have hesitated in addressing this issue. But, you know, pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, can be uncomfortable. And when you have an allegation as what is being put forth, supposedly in this job interview, I think this thing is Megan, what kind of job interview would take you through this kind of process?
Well, obviously, if you're a registered Republican, a white male, and you're running for, or at least being nominated for the Supreme Court, that's what this process has become, thank you, Democrats, where we're actually talking about high school yearbooks, and if this word meets means flagellation, or if it means heavy drinking.
Yes.
Cory Booker and Sheldon Whitehouse and others were very concerned about a high school yearbook from 30s or plus.
Wouldn't you want to bring all the senators' high school yearbooks out, too?
Right. Not only do I want to bring all the senators' yearbooks out, but I actually want an unmasking of the senators that used $17 million in taxpayer funds
yes.
to hush their sexual harassment victims, their sexual assault victims, because we do know that there are at least 200 congressmen, current and past, that have dipped into taxpayer monies to the tune of $17 million to cover up their own crimes. So how am I supposed to believe that none of them sit on the Judiciary Committee? But, yes, I would like to actually have all the yearbooks of the people on the Judiciary Committee. And then, of course, we have to look at Blumenthal, who was questioning the integrity of Kavanaugh, when, in fact, Blumenthal's own integrity should be questioned and scrutinized. Because
how rich?
Combat that and yeah. not.
How rich? I mean, he quotes the Latin phrase falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, and it's like, do you know what that means, buddy? You just indicted yourself, false in one thing, false in everything, to your point here, and this is so richly ironic. But you got to love the Democrats for this, because they keep stepping in their own bucket of doo-doo all the time.
Well, Kamala Harris, another member of the Democrat Judiciary Committee, she's a supposed, you know, feminist and leader of the Me Too movement. Well, let's look at her past, shall we? When she was an aspiring young DA in San Francisco, she was having a widely publicized and well-known affair with a married man, and that married man happened to be the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown. So what about Willie Brown's wife? I mean, is she now too a part of the Me Too movement if she was wronged? You know, Kamala Harris has absolutely no place to talk when she was breaking glass ceilings by having affairs with married men. And so you look at all of these people on the Democrat side and say, you know, I only not want to see your yearbook. I want you to fess up to some of the things that you've done that I find highly questionable. But you'll never see that, because the outrage only exists if you're a Republican male or an old white male. But we've got Keith Ellison now, who's been charged by no less than two women. And these women actually have substantiated and corroborated allegations of physical and emotional abuse. They have text messages. One reportedly has a video. They do have police reports. We have reported 911 calls. And the list goes on and on.
And where are the Democrats there, Megan? Where are they?
Yeah, they all left town on the train to try to get Kavanaugh. And so they will not. It's interesting how some women, all women should be believed, but then some women are just entirely ignored.
Exactly.
And those women that are entirely ignored are the ones who have charges, or allegations, rather, against powerful Democrat men.
Well, where do we go from this? I mean, we all understand, most of us, I would say, understand that this is all a delay tactic. This is what this is all about. Jeff Flake, Senator Flake, fell victim of it. He was set up in the in that elevator. I don't know if you saw that footage or not. That's pretty disgusting, the way they came on him like that. And so then he gets ganged up there with Chris Coons et al. Outside of where the hearing was taking place, there in the hallway, the anteroom. And so he's hotboxed, and he's convinced, okay, let's give him a week. But, you know, if they can really make this happen, we know what the FBI has already done six in depth. And as I spoke with one FBI 30-year vet, and he did a lot of these interviews, not specifically for Kavanaugh, but for others. And he said, you know, and I asked him, I said, do they go back to high school? He goes, oh, yeah, they go back to high school. They check everything out. He said, but, you know, as they've been saying time again, and even Joe Biden said it, what they do is they just present what it is they find. There's no conclusions. It is up to it's up to the Senate. The Senate actually has more authority. They have subpoena power. So what they have Mark Judge on and these others is sworn testimony. So if they are to countermand or negate anything that they have down, they're liable here, Megan. So they're really locked in. And so if the Democrats are so interested in this, guess what? They have their team of investigators as well. But I don't see their team in action. I only see the team on the Republican side looking into all these allegations. And when the Democrats are invited to participate, no play, no go. I think only one or two in all the updates on the investigations that they have conducted, Senator Grassley said only once or twice on one occasion, even though all of the Democratic senators were invited, did they attend to the call and they didn't ask one question.
Well, right. And so, you know, just the actions and not the words, but the actions, of course, demonstrate what these people really are about. And what the Democrats are about is not about the protection of women. Seems to me what the Democrats are about is the exploitation of women, specifically women that have made charges against powerful Republican men. Like I said, Keith Ellison's accusers aren't being believed. And let's look at that mantra, shall we? All women must be believed. All survivors must be believed. Well, women lie. I mean, they want us to believe that that women in general are just perfect saints. Well, they don't. They're not. We have a long history of women that have falsely accused men, that have ruined men's lives, and they've turned out to be liars. Whether that's Duke LaCrosse, whether that's Jane Doe at the University of Virginia, who said a fraternity gang raped her, that was an entire lie.
And then you had the Mattress Girl.
The Mattress Girl at Columbia, who turned out to be a liar. She carried around a mattress on her back during her time at Columbia and said that a fellow student had raped her. Christian Gillibrand even invited a Mattress Girl to the State of the Union. And so, you know, all of this fame, all of this pomp, all of this circumstance, all of this controversy is created based on quote-unquote survivors' words, and these survivors turned out to be frauds.
Well, you know, the investigation is underway. The clock is ticking. Democrats are going absolutely. Of course, they're looking at it. They got part of their way. You know, I think of Dick Durbin, you know, sitting there in his audacious manner telling Judge Kavanaugh, you know, tell Don McCann, look over Don McCann, tell him you want this deal. It's not his call, not his place. And for Durbin to play that card is, you know, I think it's worthy of sanction, just as much as Cory Booker with the stuff that he did, Kamala Harris, and certainly Dianne Feinstein. If the Senate has any nerve and any connection with the truth and integrity, they need to take some action against these senators, because the way they conducted this whole interviewing process for this job was a mess.
Well, it was a mess, and it was purposely a mess. I mean, whenever you look at how the Democrats operate, it's always in a continuum of chaos. So they decided to create chaos at the last minute in order to disrupt the entire hearing, in order to, again, destroy the credibility of the process, which is due process.
Exactly.
And that's the most scary thing of it all in this political theater.
And at the cost of Judge Kavanaugh and his family, his children, his mom and dad who have served this country, and as you said earlier, even Dr. Ford and her family, I mean, they played into this, and I knew as soon as they picked this up, I go, this is out of their lane. This is going to be a problem, and it's going to be absolute chaos. And as you said, hey, this is where the Democrats thrive, brought to you by the Saul Alinskyites and their rules for radicals. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says,
we have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin saying more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night, and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. Hours after trade negotiators strike a final deal on what's called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, a trade deal that replaces NAFTA, President Trump is tweeting his approval of the final product, saying it's going to solve many deficiencies and mistakes that NAFTA made. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as we continue our discussion of what we experienced last week and why so many of us are so uncomfortable as to what's going on. And that is attack on manhood, attack on males. My son, my number three son, called me and said, Dad, what am I going to do about Stephen? You know, Stephen's my grandson. Stephen's 5 years old. He goes, what am I going to do about my grandson? And, you know, how do I protect him? It's like we set him aside and said, Stephen, don't touch anybody. you know, be careful. You any more the sensitivity about what was on display here? Let me read, because we're going to be talking with Dr. Warren Farrell. He is back with us, and you've heard me reference him many times, because in the middle of all this is it's so appropriate what Dr. Farrell and John Gray have done for us in writing the book, The Boy Crisis. I'm going to read the inside a panel of the book here, and it starts out with Gail Shee. She's the author of Passages and Understanding Men's Passages. She says, as an activist in the women's movement, I'm proud of expanding life choices for our daughters, but no one did the same for our sons until now. What is the boy crisis? It's a crisis of education, worldwide boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading, math, and science. It's a crisis of mental health. ADHD is on the rise, and as boys become young men, their suicide rates go from equal to girls to six times that of young women. It's a crisis of fathering. Boys are growing up with less involved fathers and are more likely to drop out of school, drunk, do drugs, become delinquent, and end up in prison. That was drink, not drunk. Drop out of school, drink, do drugs. It's a crisis of purpose. Boys' old sense of purpose, being a warrior, a leader, or a sole breadwinner is fading. Many bright boys are experiencing a purpose void, feeling alienated, withdrawn, and addicted to immediate gratification. So what is the boy crisis? A comprehensive blueprint for what parents, teachers, and policymakers can do to help our sons become happier, healthier men and fathers and leaders worthy of our respect. Dr. Farrell, welcome. Good to have you back with us. How are you,
sir? Thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you last time. Looking forward to this.
Well, every time, we couldn't even, I mean, this is like the perfect storm here. I mean, we just went through a horrendous week in seeing what is going on in relevant to men, how, from commentary about six white male, but 10, 11 white male senators interrogating a victim woman, and on and on, what was done to Judge Kavanaugh, the attack on his maleness, and on and on. I mean, parents, all weekend, Dr. Farrell, and I was looking forward to our interview and discussion because I know you can bring some sobriety to this. I mean, they're very, very concerned about where this culture stands right now.
You're absolutely right. I remember a wonderful, sad poem, a slam poem that won the Creativity Award for Hatch. It was by Royce Mann, and the slam poem went, I need to be a Peter Pan. I saw this the first time that a woman was in front of me, and she looked behind me. She saw me. This boy is 14, by the way, and she crossed the street. I knew that then that I, my hands created fear, and that I was mostly an attacker. So here's a 14-year-old boy, obviously very brilliant, feeling the shame of not only his own hands, but also his own sexual urges that are natural and constructive and can be constructive, they can be destructive also. Mm-hmm. And rather than knowing and feeling that I need to know how to sort this out, how to work with women to be constructive in my sexuality, I am feeling ashamed of this. So this is the current atmosphere of so many boys who, when they go into college, especially in 50 out of 50 states, 26 of our states now require that before a boy on a date reaches, or not on a date, reaches out and holds the hand of a girl or woman that he's going out with, that he can be sued for sexual harassment because he didn't get affirmative consent. That is, that he didn't ask the woman first, may I touch or hold your hand, and she didn't affirmatively say and consent, yes, you may. And of course, if she does affirmatively consent, yes, you may, and then it develops into a relationship, and then he breaks up and she doesn't want to break up, she can maybe remember that experience differently, that he was too assertive. Mm-hmm. And she didn't say a real yes. And so if he doesn't give her a piece of paper to write down that she said yes, he's in a yes-no situation in at a university. And at a university under the Obama administration, they made it extremely clear, and it's just beginning to be resurrected now from the Office of Civil Rights and the Department of Education, they made it extremely clear that if a woman said that she felt sexually assaulted, for example, if she got drunk in the evening and the following morning she regretted doing what she did, and she said, well, I really didn't consent in the evening because she maybe barely remembers it, she felt differently in the evening than she did when she realized she forgot to call her real boyfriend and let him know how she was feeling, and then she used that as an excuse. And of course, this is not what often sometimes And it is true that men misuse their sexuality, and especially men in power. So, but this woman then can change that boy's life, because the university is not allowed, their investigators are not allowed, if the woman later says, actually, I'm sorry, I was giving an excuse, it was consensual sex. They were not allowed to put in the report that she then changed her mind and said it was consensual. The Obama administration said a woman's first a woman would never say something like this happened if she wasn't to be believed. So her original statement of man at fault must be believed. Mm-hmm. So boys now are getting two messages when they go to school, and I'm finding, like your your son, about mm-hmm. his grandson, there's real fear. And I have a grandson also, and he's just getting to the age where I can begin to talk to him about this. But we have two cultures operating here. One was the culture of Kavanaugh's adolescence, and the other is the culture of this hashtag Me Too. Mm-hmm. And so our sons are in the hashtag Me Too culture, and they don't know that in Kavanaugh's adolescence there was a male-female dance that was a tango, and both sexes had their roles. Her role was attract, resist. Mm-hmm. His role was pursue, persist. Mm-hmm. And both sexes experience sexual shame. So fraternities and sororities knew that getting drunk would allow them to have sex without shame, right, at least until the next morning. And in capitalist culture, the woman felt that if she didn't say no a few times between eye contact and intercourse, she wouldn't be respected. And it was his job to find out which no's meant no forever, which no's meant no until the next dance, the next drink, the next compliment, or just for a minute or two, at which point he might meet a greater receptivity if he tried again. And there was functionality in that for women, because they discovered that when a man got rejected, like if he became a future salesman, and if he got rejected, if he stopped at the first rejection, he was never going to be a very good breadwinner, never going to be a very good earner of income for the right. family. And so, on the other hand, if he got angry and furious at rejection, he was not going to be a good husband. Right. And so your son, or grandson, in my yeah. case, right. grandson has this type of dilemma. If he initiates too much, too soon, in the wrong way, with the wrong woman, with the wrong tone of voice, even at the wrong time, or before the right number of drinks, or after too many drinks, the Kavanaugh lesson to him is that his future could be ruined. Yet if your son doesn't initiate, or he initiates with too much caution, or lets too long a time go before he initiates at all, then he fears he could be thought of as a wimp, or here, right. you know, you're such a sweet guy, I'd love to just be friends. And we all know what that means.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Farrell, we've got to take a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Warren Farrell. We're talking the boy crisis here on Bill Martinez Live, 18 before the top of the hour.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and storiesforsoldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post 9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. To get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Letting you know about it before the navigation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, lots of defecation in the oscillation, no doubt, right? You know what I'm talking about. Dr. Warren Farrell continues with us, author of books published in 17 languages. He and John Gray have really blessed our culture. I want to say this. I was saying this to Dr. Farrell a moment ago. I am so grateful, and these words are just not enough to express my my gratefulness to Dr. Farrell and John Gray for all their hard work that they did in putting this book, The Boy Crisis, together. Lots of research. If you really want to get down to the basis and see what's happening, especially for those of us who have young boys and grandchildren that are there and having to deal with our society right now to what has become the campus rape culture. How it's gone mainstream, you know, what has been done with I would say both Dr. Ford and with Judge Kavanaugh in our political system. It is shameful, you know, what is going on. And this is the culture in which we live in, Dr. Farrell, and it scares me, frankly.
Absolutely. And the first part of it, you know, the fact that women are speaking up about what offends them, what hurts them, and what makes them feel powerless, and how long that's remained inside of them. I am very glad about that portion of the hashtag MeToo culture. The problem is that in male-female relationships, hashtag MeToo should be both the female and the male.
I'm glad I'm glad you said that, because I think boys, I don't blame them for being confused. I mean, this hookup culture that we have, you know, casual sex that takes place, high school campuses, college campuses, it is so routine. I mean, even reading back on, Dr. Ford's annual information that came out there that at her girls' school, the big thing for seniors was to bet a sophomore. Baltimore. That was, you know, to, you know, give some young man, I guess, his right of entry to manhood, and they were going to be the ones that, you know, entered him in to this next stage of life, and that was their conquest. And, you know, this was something that was part and parcel of the culture there at that all-girls school. Can't talk about that, though.
Yes, and we have to, you know, we really know and understand that this, you know, that we're getting so many mixed messages that can only be solved by dialogue, not by this monologue. When you have hashtag Me Too, the whole concept of Me Too only meaning women, that, you know, that really is an amazing, I spent the entire weekend conducting a couples communication workshop in New York, and the idea of, you know, the whole concept of the workshop is for both people in the workshop to be able to hear each other non-defensively and to get rid of our biological propensity to defend ourselves when we're criticized. And the hashtag MeToo culture is making it so clear that the only person who is to be believed is women. And I do believe that women need to be believed, that their story is what they perceive that story to be. And the man's story is what he perceives his story to be.
Exactly.
And those two, and in the university, when I have consulted with couples, I did a lot of role reversal dates in men's beauty contests where I asked every woman to experience, every man to experience the beauty contest of everyday life that women go through, and every man to, and every woman to experience the fear of sexual rejection that men go through when they initiate. And then that led me to talking with a lot of couples that counselors referred me to that felt that they had date rape experiences. And almost always I was able to guide the couple through her absolutely convincing story that this is what the man did and his absolutely convincing story that this is what she did. Mm-hmm. And they both selectively saw the different messages that they gave in body language and in words and in implication, and they came out of it with exactly what a university education is supposed to provide, which is an education as to how messages can be selectively used to reinforce what you would like to have from that message. And oftentimes the women wanted a more long-term relationship, and they didn't want to give it up, so they gave the man certain no hints and certain yes hints, but they only remembered retrospectively the no hints. Mm-hmm. The man remembered retrospectively the yes hints. And when he shared those with her, she was like, oh, yeah, God, I guess that's true. And when she shared those with him, his response was the same. I didn't really, yes, I guess you're right. I do remember that now that you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of education we need to be giving our sons and daughters, one where it's safe for both sexes to explore the misinterpretations of their sexuality and experience. And here is two deeper problems. One is, when we give our grandsons, or you're in my case, our grandsons, the message that sex is only a potential trap for him that could ruin his future in life, even if he becomes as powerful and learned and as Judge Kavanaugh, what he does is he turns to pornography, because pornography gives him an access to a variety of attractive women without fear of rejection, mm-hmm. and at a price that he could afford, if you will.
Right.
But it releases your son's dopamine only by increasingly risky virtual sex with increasingly airbrushed women, mm-hmm. that no woman can live up to the increasing risks.
Exactly.
So when he actually gets into a relationship with a real woman, or hopes to, he finds that the woman is turned off by his propensity to objectify and want a riskier behavior than she's comfortable with, which only convinces him he's a loser in the male-female sexual game, which then only turns him back to more pornography, which reinforces the problem, of course.
And let's not even talk about virtual reality stuff that's going on, too. So that is all, that's all very scary. As you and I talked about at the break, in this information age in which we live in, what I am discerning is that people are crying out for the connection that you can only have when you communicate. And this is what you're talking about here. If our defenses are up, and let's just say, you know, from a male perspective, clearly, that if a woman comes to that point to say, wow, wow, I did something wrong. You know, I gave up a personal side of myself, maybe in a way in which I wouldn't. And so now the only way for me to have any kind of excuse for doing that is that, yeah, I convinced myself that I was raped. It was a date rape. That's what it was. It was a date rape. So now I'm not as guilty. How much of that comes into play in this?
Well, a lot of it comes into play, and the Air Force did a study a number of years ago on, you know, what percentage of the claims for rape were false, what was uncertain, and what was clearly rape. And they found that more than 40% of them were excuses for they didn't get back to the place of their site on time, and they were late, and they said, well, and they were out with a guy, and so they said that they were raped, or they had a boyfriend that they didn't call, and they were jeopardizing that relationship, and rather than say that, and they said that they were raped, and this was after lie detector tests, and after three judges from both sexes evaluated both the girls and the guys' stories, So it is important to believe every woman and investigate. Mm-hmm. But we are all. But if we really want to get to solutions to the problems, we have to do. We have to ask our daughters to begin to train and ask our daughters to share the responsibility for taking the sexual initiatives. Right now, we have a culture that says women, you do have the option when you're an adolescent to initiate, but guys, you have the expectation, and so you can ask the guy out, but when you ask the guy out, he's still the one that's expected to take the hand the first time when it's a potential sexual encounter, and the first one to kiss you, and the first one to tongue kiss you, and the first one to touch you in a more genitally sensitive place. Mm-hmm. And the woman can say yes or no, and so we still have option versus expectation. And here's the problem. Our women are looking at the world and saying, you know, all the people who are the entrepreneurs and the risk takers, they're all men. That's discrimination against me. But it's the real discrimination against our daughters is not expecting them and not expecting them to share the responsibilities for risking the sexual rejection, because when girls learn to, if girls are protected from taking and sharing the risks when they're young, they do not get the training to take the risks that is the common denominator of all the successful billionaire entrepreneurs who are almost 100% males.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Farrell, I got to tell you, being a man of faith, I lean on what God says, and God's clear in His Word how we are to address these issues. If we, as in the Song of Solomon, which I think is probably one of the best romantic novels in the Bible, it's a really sexy expose about the relationship, the male-female dance here. If we wake love up before it's time, we open up avenues of consequences that are impactful, that rhyme with the things that are happening today in our culture. Is all this is because we have violated principles that I believe that are well ordained and that caution us. But if we're not going to do this, and I understand there's argument on the other side that yes, if we have, you know, pent up desires, this could lead to pornography and other complicated issues. But it's like, you know, here it is. We've been in an era and a culture of free love, and we are reaping, as Judge Kavanaugh said, we really are reaping the whirlwind of our own sexual madness.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things I think we have to realize if we're faith-based people is that, you know, that God created both sexes, and whenever only one sex wins, both sexes lose.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Dr. Warren Farrell, his book, The Boy Crisis, I'll tell you, this is a must book and must reading for you, especially today with the topics that we're dealing with and what we're trying to talk and what we're trying to solve here, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Farrell, as always, an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concertgoers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith, we keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. President Trump's calling a new trade deal a great one for all three nations in a series of tweets this morning, saying the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, quote, solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which it replaces. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Two scientists from the U.S. and Japan winning the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing this morning that Jim Allison and Tetsuku Hanjo are honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to fight cancer. Allison's a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. As the FBI continues to investigate sexual misconduct allegations made against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, House Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi says,
if he is not telling the truth to Congress or to the FBI, then he's not fit not only to be on the Supreme Court, but to be on the court that he's on right now.
Pelosi also saying she doesn't believe Kavanaugh is fit to serve because of the way he criticized Senate Democrats during his confirmation hearing. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California's publicly traded companies now must include women on their boards of directors. Governor Jerry Brown signing that measure into law yesterday. Senate Bill 826 says by the end of next year, public companies will have to have at least one female director on their boards. Another security breach at Facebook. It was announced last week.
On Tuesday afternoon, our engineering team found an attack affecting up to 50 million accounts on Facebook.
That's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg there. Now a U.S. senator's calling for Congress to take action in response to his announcement. Here's more from John Clemens.
He is Senator Mark Warner, Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus. The Democratic lawmaker from Virginia declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook or the credit bureau Equifax are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
And Paul McCartney is releasing a children's book. It's called Hey Granddude. It follows an elderly magical grandpa called Granddude and his four grandchildren. It's described as a heartwarming family story. It's going to be released in September of next year. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Thinking like I'm thinking here, but do you kind of sense that maybe Chris Coons didn't do his good friend Jeff Flake any favors whatsoever? That this was so much about the Democratic Party and Chris Coons, all under the guise that this was going to heal our country and heal this divide. We can only hope that we're one FBI investigation away from this. We've already had six of Judge Kavanaugh, but I guess in Chris Coons' logic and others is that if we just have one more FBI investigation, all our problems with the hashtag movement and having Judge Kavanaugh seated on the Supreme Court, that that's going to solve all our problems and unify everything. And even Senator Hirono will take her hashtag, I mean her asterisk, and throw it off into the Pacific Ocean someplace. Really? Okay, if that's what you want. I don't know. Hey, just saying, all right? Hey, good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and hey, we've got Frank Miniter with us. He's the author of Kill Big Brother, a novel that shows how we can keep our freedom in this digital age. Also the author of The Ultimate Man's Survival Guide. Wondering if you might want to write an addendum to that, Recovering the Lost Art of Manhood. And we're going to talk about his latest book, which is Spies in Congress. And don't forget about that. Remember this? Okay, Spies in Congress, Inside the Democrats' Covered-Up Cyber Scandal, which is something that we're not talking about because we're busy talking about other things. But Frank Miniter, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, very good. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I want to talk, you know, about spies in Congress, and then later on, I do want to, you know, get your viewpoint. I mean, after all, you wrote that great book, The Ultimate Man's Survival Guide. Maybe you might want to add a chapter in light of what we're dealing with today.
Absolutely. Now, this is an important time on that topic.
Exactly. All right, spies in Congress. Boy, they abound, but like everything that's on the side of the Democrats, it somehow gets, you know, shoved under the carpet, and the GOP kind of, I don't know, sometimes I kind of sense the GOP is standing there holding the carpet up as they, you know, brush it under the carpet. Is that fair?
It's very fair, actually. As I researched this book, running around Washington, literally having Democratic politicians run away from me in the halls of Congress, I also went after Republicans to find out where they were on this. And only about a half dozen Republicans in the House would even talk about this. The leadership won't even touch it. A couple did sit down with me, and they were like, we just don't think this is a big deal. We don't want to go after it. And when I would start to tell them some of the details of what really happened here with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and his group of IT aides from Pakistan, or a Pakistani cell, they would get surprised and go, I didn't know that, and I didn't know that. They hadn't really looked into it, and for political reasons didn't think it was something they could go after because the media just hadn't told the story. Because, of course, this is a big scandal that has everything to do with Democrats and nothing to do with Republicans, so of course the media isn't going to tell the story.
Well, remind everybody about this IT aide for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and how she fought for them when the Capitol Police got a hold of the laptop. She went absolutely ballistic, and, you know, we got a little bit of report on it, but it soon faded thereafter. So once again, it's all about, I guess, how, you know, how far up the food chain you are as to how much you can get away with.
Yeah, this is an international crime thriller of a story where you have a group of IT aides, the only one with any expertise, Imran Awan, who is the head of this cell, from Pakistan, who are all working for congressmen, all now not working for congressmen anymore, but who were for many years and who made about $6 million altogether from us, you know, from the House. And what they did is they were IT aides for various congressmen with a team. They were
all Democratic congressmen, correct?
All Democrats.
Right.
44 Democrats in the House. That's all they did. And they were spying on them by backing up their data to a Democratic caucus server that then disappeared, and to a private Dropbox account, and to reports I have to other places. And it's taking that information then back to Pakistan, where it's very likely they were working with Pakistani intelligence, ISI, selling that data. And I don't have something conclusive to say that, except for a lot of experts telling me they looked at all this data with me, CIA and FBI, and said, you know, this has all the hallmarks of a cell from Pakistan. And it just makes sense. There's just no other reason for this to have happened. In fact, as they looked at it, they would say, wait a second, Pakistani intelligence goes after anyone in this country of Pakistani origin who speaks about Pakistan at all, a university professor, a journalist, and certainly an IT aide working for Congress. It'd be very strange if they actually weren't contacted by Pakistani intelligence to work with them. We know that Imran Awan, the head of this, was going back to Pakistan for very long stays, was getting private security from Pakistani intelligence when he was in Pakistan, and was boasting he could even change the U.S. president. He had so much power. So there was just so much deep background to this to say that this guy definitely was the head of a Pakistani cell spying on our congressman that has now been covered up by the House and by the Department of Justice.
Wow, this is amazing. I mean, this is not, you know, a lot of fiction here. I mean, you've got enough of the facts here, Frank, that, what do you think? I mean, it almost reminds me of, you know, some of the information that Peter Schweitzer gave us 3.5-4 years ago about the Clinton Foundation, about the sale of uranium to Russia and all that. And I was talking with Peter, and I said, are you surprised that it took over 3.5 years for the mainstream media to pick up? And he goes, no, not really, Bill. This is just the way it moves sometimes. You know, you've got the cycle, you know, something so significant like this taking place, but yet we're willing to chase windmills in Russia. I don't know.
That's a very good parallel, because that's exactly what's going to happen here. Because there's just so much stuff that's being hidden and overlooked and just covered up by various parts of this government that it's not going to. Washington is just too poor a place. It's not going to stay hidden forever, and it's going to explode as this stuff does come out. The FBI has a huge report on this. Department of Justice did a massive cover up. On this Department of Justice did, even changing their attorney at the last minute and going in and making this plea deal agreement, exonerated Imran Awan in ways that are very provably untrue. They even said that he hadn't been stealing house equipment. He stole hundreds of thousands of dollars of house equipment, and one of his tenants that rented a home from Imran Awan found stuff in the garage and given it to the authorities. He's willing to go on the record. And I have sources give me another person who also rented a home from Imran Awan that found stuff in her attic. And turn those over to authorities. So there are multiple people out there who would be willing to testify and come forward and say, no, that's a lie from the Department of Justice to cover this up. I mean, Imran Awan was such a spy and so dirty. I have aides inside Congress. You know, this is what they do. They do the same job that Imran Awan did in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And they took over some of the offices from him, and they got the iPhones that he'd set up for staffers, and they looked at the iPhones, and they realized Imran Awan had his Apple IP address as the IP address for these iPhones. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, well, the only reason he would do that is to spy on staffers. That would give him access to all the texts and emails and phone calls these staffers were making. So he was even spying on congressional staffers.
And after all is said and done, we've got a lot of smoke, but we're still, trying to really understand what kind of fire this guy lit up. We just know that there's a lot of smoke here, right?
Yeah, he was even doing Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT while she ran the DNC.
Why did she defend him so much?
She has so much to hide and so much to lose.
Because of her position, that it would point to her incompetence, or that she's part and parcel with this Pakistani cell?
I wouldn't say she was helping them spy, but she certainly overlooked it, paid him, kept him on the staff even when he was kicked off the House system, paid him for 6 months and didn't actually fire him until he was arrested trying to flee the country. And there's deep reasons why. He was doing other things for her that would come out.
We're talking with Frank Miniter, his latest book, Spies in Congress, Inside the Democrats' Covered-Up Cyber Scandal. Part 2 coming up next. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that?
Yeah,
that's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com. I don't
need, and whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus outlets around this country of ours, thank you for being on the team and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. Our guest Frank Miniter writes for FoxNews.com, sexual misconduct has nothing to do with political ideology, party identification, or occupation. It is wrong regardless of whether it is committed by a Democrat, a Republican, a celebrity, a member of clergy, a journalist, or an executive, or someone in another line of work, yet in their zeal to do absolutely anything to keep Judge Kavanaugh off the Supreme Court. Democrats are treating unsubstantial allegations about his conduct in high school and college as the gospel truth. At the same time, they have forgiven serious sexual misconduct proven and alleged by Democratic men many years older and in positions of power. The hashtag MeToo movement is important and long overdue. No one, male or female, child or adult, should be forced to endure sexual harassment or assault, and all victims should be encouraged to speak up. But if this righteous movement for justice is allowed to be weaponized for the use of one political party, it will implode. Frank, this is something that we had stated last week, as we saw the manipulation of this hashtag movement, that it is, you know, it is imperiled to some coming disaster that could be quite hurtful for those that are legitimate to the hashtag MeToo movement.
That's right. It's right now being weaponized, unfortunately, for just the progressive left. But it's just, it's a very unfair way of treating this issue, and it's making it political when it shouldn't be political. It's going to cut a lot of people then out of the conversation. It's like feminism. Feminism has gone to a litmus test of far left issues. Unless you're pro-abortion, you can't be a feminist. And
right.
Of course, that's ridiculous. If you're equal rights, you should be able to be a feminist if you're
right.
Equal rights. And that's what they're right now doing with the hashtag movement, which we know doesn't just affect one party. I mean, from Bill Clinton to Al Franken, there have been plenty of Democrats who have engaged in this kind of behavior then who then be prosecuted or suffer the consequences of engaging in that
mm-hmm.
behavior. So, yeah, right, weaponizing it in this way is very unfortunate.
Well, not to mention the fact that there still is that question of $17 million paid out of the people's treasury to hide sexual abuses in Congress that we still don't know about. We know maybe of two, which Al Franken and I want to say, not Conyers, Cornyn, was it Cornyn? I got the name wrong, I'm sure, that I'm referring to as the other House Democrat that was forced out because of sexual misconduct. In your book, The Ultimate Man Survival Guide, you know, I made reference to that in saying, you know, is there a chapter to be written in light of what's happening? And you say you address this in that book.
I do. Being a gentleman is... it's a dying art because of where our media and Hollywood have taken us too often, where the gentleman is parodied and put down and treated like cliche, like the idea of man up is some kind of simple little saying or something that just means nothing. It's only about being macho in the face of, it's just being a stupid male, an Archie Bunker kind of guy is the way they
mm-hmm.
see it. Well, no, there's a deep philosophy to actually being that stand-up guy, that gentleman. Stoicism has real elements of truth in it. There's reasons why a guy has to stay stoic in a time of crisis so he can keep his head about him and take care of a crisis. And in this case, maybe in an office, if there's a sexual predator, keep his head about him and courageously go after that predator and make sure that person is outed. So he's not preying on the women in his office place. Don't
exactly.
We need those kind of strong, courageous stand-up Americans today? We don't want to weaken everybody. Unfortunately, the left right now is weakening too many men.
Exactly. And it is in, and this is what people need to understand, Frank, it is in the DNA, the natural makeup of man as a protector to be there. And this is the problem, is that women have emasculated men to such a degree that they don't know to go in and save them from the fire at the risk of being accused, falsely accused, and having their lives compromised. I mean, it is a real scary time in which we're in right now. But the fact of the matter is that men are men. And regardless of what Senator Hunano from Hawaii would want to say, you know, she's telling men to, you know, step down, to shut up. Well, you know, that might work for a little bit, but, you know, men are men, and we need to rise to the occasion because it's in our nature to do that, Frank, and I believe that will be the case. We may have been pushed back a little bit, but I sense that men are reasonably considering all this, and they will, you know, they'll take the risk because that's what we've historically done.
There's a movement around the country right now with a lot of different people. We educating men and how to be men and going into this whole process. But you look at just how far the left has gone on this. Even strong women are put down. I mean, a strong conservative woman who doesn't follow the litmus test of democratic politics is also pushed out of the movement of feminism and so on, and weakened as much as they possibly can and put down as much as they can. A strong conservative woman can't even be a part of that movement. So, you know, of course, men can't be. You know, they see men as a constituency that votes against them, which is, I think, why they see this weakening men as such a thing that empowers them. They want weak men, not strong men who will vote and be the stand-up guy that they fear in a certain kind of way.
Yeah, Madeleine Albright made the statement that any woman who would not vote for Hillary Clinton support her. There was a place in hell for them, I guess, in so many words. But that same sentiment towards, a vice president candidate like Sarah Palin, not so. And she became mocked by Saturday Night Live, which, of course, Tina Fey, reaped a tremendous benefit from that.
They fear strong individuality, which is why they're against guns. You know, they don't like the individual to stand up and actually protect themselves, a man or a woman, against a predator. They're against all these different things that embolden and empower an individual.
Well, Frank, getting back to your book, Spies in Congress, Inside the Democrats' Covered-Up Cyber Scandal. Again, there is one rule of law, for Republicans and conservatives, and clearly there's another for the Democrats. They've been literally getting away with murder.
Well, Imran Awan, the head of this Pakistani cell working for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is another example of a guy they protected who was a sexual predator. There were several women who called. One said she was kept as a slave by Imran Awan to the police. There's police reports on this kind of thing. And in several cases, the police said that he thought he'd beaten up the women. He saw blood on Imran Awan's hands. I mean, so he's a sexual predator that was protected by Democrats who should have been fired a long time ago because of what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, another case in point, they protected others and have continued to protect those that we had to spend $17 million of our money out of the Treasury, and still interesting how quiet they are about that.
I've had a lot of sources tell me that one reason that even Republicans in Congress don't want the light shine on their staff, because if they really did an investigation on this, then they'd have to interview these 44 Democrats they worked for, and a lot of the staffers, of course, with staffers that had all this equipment go missing and all these other problems happen in their offices. You'd have all these people deposed and questioned. If that happened, we would learn more about things like this slush fund that paid off people who accused congressmen of sexual harassment.
Well, the problem is that since Donald Trump came into office, the deep state has been exposed. I mean, we have an idea that it exists. To what degree, to what depth, we can only imagine, with the compromise of the FBI, our intelligence community, the information that is being held back. I mean, we're in one of those few good men moments. You can't handle the truth, Frank.
Yeah, and it's weird doing this book, Spies in Congress. I ended up in so many conversations inside Washington with sources where they're checking for bugs, they're making sure I'm not wired. It was like a deep throat conversation kind of thing, and they're just scared to death. The deep state has put such a shutdown on this story for so many reasons that they're actually just afraid to really talk about it.
Well, you say by following the digital tracks, and that's the one thing about the whole cyber atmosphere, is that there are digital tracks of this cell, and, spies in Congress uncovers a real-life international spy thriller. I mean, this is a thriller, but this is truth.
Yeah, going through each piece, it was horrifying that it does go back to Pakistan, which is one of the big reasons our government doesn't want to talk about this, because right now our troops in Afghanistan are mostly supplied through Pakistan, and Pakistan is hardly our ally. Just to put that in context, realize Pakistan still has 4 people in jail for the crime of helping us get Osama bin Laden.
Yes, exactly, including the doctor. Much of the media clearly is not helping us here. They are complicit, are they not?
Yes, they certainly are, the mainstream media, in Washington especially.
Well, they've been carrying the water for the Democrats. That's the way they like it, and that's why they're so disturbed when 2016 came along. We'll see if more of the same will happen at the midterms. There's some hope and aspirations that there would be a blue wave, but many people aren't quite seeing it as they are. We'll have to see what happens. Frank Miniter, his new book, Spies in Congress. Thank you, Frank.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concert goers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith, we keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. President Trump's calling a new trade deal a great one for all three nations in a series of tweets this morning, saying the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, quote, solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which it replaces. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, raising our kids in a digital world brings a wave of challenges, from online safety and bullying to digital literacy, and many families can use help navigating conversations with their kids around tech. Keeping our children safe while online should be a priority for all parents this year. That is why the National Parent Teachers Association and Facebook are partnering to launch their digital families community events happening in 200 cities across the United States. The series will address tech-related challenges faced by families today, including bullying prevention, digital literacy, news literacy, and online safety. Event hosts will receive a unique training on online safety so they can then serve as online safety ambassadors within their parent community on an ongoing basis and extend the impact of these events. Great ideas, I got to tell you. And Antigone Davis, the director and global head of safety at Facebook, is with us, as well as Colin Robinson, member of the National PTA Health and Safety Committee. Hey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. So why did Facebook and the National PTA launch the Digital Families Community Event Series?
Well, I think you said it best in the beginning. This is obviously a top priority for families in this day and age where their children's offline and online lives are so intimately connected. I think we're particularly excited to do this with the National PTA because it was a way for us to really get into local communities and find school districts and families that would be interested in this at the local level and connect them with other families so that parents can have important parent-to-parent conversations about this stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly. This is great. Colin, tell us more about the program, how it will impact local communities, if you would.
Well, so we've got it in, we're going to 200 cities across all 50 states, which is great. So we're really hoping that people, families will reach out to their PTA and their local school and apply for the grant. And we're hoping that, you know, when the parents come in, they can learn from each other, create community amongst themselves, and really understand how to have discussions with their kids about what it looks like to be a good online citizen in today's digital world.
Well, Antigone, I'm sure a lot of parents are grateful that Facebook has been including cyberbullying in this program. This is something that needs to be addressed, and I know that you see this as something that's very, very important to this program, right?
Absolutely. First of all, I think, you know, it's top of mind for parents is how to address the issue of bullying, whether it's offline or online. And almost always if we see it online, it's connected to something offline. So one of the things that's inside of this toolkit that parents will have access to through these events is access to our bullying prevention hub. That's a hub that we developed with the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence that has guidance for educators, parents, and teens about bullying, how to recognize when it might be happening, how to have a really important conversation with your kid and kids and open up the door for that kind of a conversation and give them the skills that they need to manage those situations or get the help that they need to manage
exactly.
those situations.
You know, Colin, Antigone just brings up a key point here, and that is, you know, parents being discerning and aware of what's going on and when cyberbullying occurs. What have you found that families can use to recognize those signs and have conversations with their kids about online bullying?
Foremost, I think parents need to be having an open conversation already with their children around online technology. Starting that conversation really early is very important. Mm-hmm. Then you might notice things with your child. They become uncharacteristically introverted. Or I remember with my daughter, she started talking about drama in the classroom mm-hmm. and in school, and that was a signal to me. That was the word that she used to get at bullying. I don't know, Colin may have some additional thoughts here.
Yeah, when parents are having these conversations with their kids and they feel safe having those open discussions, a lot of times the kids will then understand that they can go to any trusting adult. So it could be their coach, it could be a counselor, and it doesn't have to be just their parent as long as they are being open about what they're seeing and what's happening online.
Antigone, Colin just brings up a good point, and that is that it's not necessarily the home teacher. It can be any adult in the educational system and process that can help facilitate and be a guardian against online bullying.
I think that's it's a really important point. For kids, kids find different trusted adults in their lives, and it's that trusted adult that can be extraordinarily helpful. And sometimes, by the way, kids will reach out to other peers, which is why it's really important for all kids to have these skills and be getting these skills inside of their classrooms as well.
Well, I know this is all, you know, still relatively new. I mean, bullying has been going on since you and I were kids. Just part of the nature, I say often that we learn so much about life in the sandbox of life. And one of the experiences, you know, right off the bat is how do you deal with a bully? So it has been there. But Colin, are you finding that the schools are able to adjust and, you know, and come up to speed with this type of, you know, new technology bullying that's taking place?
Well, we know that the digital landscape is constantly changing, and that's making it really kind of difficult for parents. But National PTA has been in the digital safety space for the last 5-plus years. So this isn't new to us. And so partnering with Facebook made a whole lot of sense so that we can take these resources and tools and really arm parents with what they need to have these conversations with their kids.
Well, exactly. Go ahead, Antigone.
One of the things that Facebook offers to educators is is a digital literacy library that they can find online that has lesson plans that were developed with the youth and media researchers at Harvard Berkman, so that teachers, in order to help them keep up, can bring, like, very seamlessly bring this into their classrooms.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Well, these events that we've talked about are meant to help facilitate conversations about technology and online safety between parents and their kids. Maybe, Colin, this is better for you to address. Can you talk about some of the resources that will be available and, in general, how parents can talk to their kids about social media and technology?
Well, these are the conversations that we want parents to be have their own knowledge about, and that's why we're having these community events.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can get the tools and the resources they need from both Facebook and from PTA.
And Antigone, why is it important to Facebook and National PTA to have these types of conversations with families locally, and what resources will event attendees walk away with?
Yeah, so in terms of the resources inside of the toolkits, the parents will have access to a fundamental basic safety guide for across platforms, across social media, as well as some unique guides for both Facebook and Instagram. In addition, they can access our parents portal, where we have guidance and tips that were developed with experts around the country, and also some of the more recent research around these issues. And then really we hope that these local events will allow communities to make these resources their own, and perhaps even for parents to be able to address issues that may be happening within their community by having conversations with each other.
Yeah, this is a great idea. You guys have just done an outstanding job. As Facebook's global head of safety, Antigone Davis works with internal teams, external safety organizations, and government bodies to ensure that Facebook is a world leader in online safety. She spearheads the efforts of Facebook's Safety Advisory Board, a team of leading safety organizations from across the globe that provide Facebook with cutting-edge research and advice on best practices. And Colin Robinson is a member of the National PTA Health and Safety Committee and says, he's too young to be Gen X and too old to be a millennial. He's lost in between, and that could be interesting, but he's the immediate past president of the Oregon State PTA, president from 2015 to 2017, currently a member of the Ensworth Elementary PTA. Colin, we'll let you wrap this up. Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to pta.org/digitalfamilies to learn more about the grants available to them.
Well, thank you so much for the information. This has been awesome, and I know it's going to help our parents so much and the kids as well. And also, it's a win-win-win proposition here, because we have to remember the schools are greatly involved and encouraged to stay on top of all this. Antigone Davis and Colin Robinson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's monthly. dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Think they'd get away with it, did you?
Your lack of faith and thinking, well, they've been getting away with this for a long time. But this is the thing about the truth, is the truth is quite haunting. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. Eventually, if you're going to get your act together and be of any value, you've got to reconcile things with the truth. And we're talking about the truth of God here. I've got Bob Waliszewski standing by for just a moment. We're gonna, you know, of course, Bob is head of PluggedIn.com and Media and Culture, focused on the family. But before we do, you know we're givers, right? You know that. I think we've exampled that in more ways than one. Well, for you, I've got to give away... you know, the story of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, okay? Won't You Be My Neighbor? That movie, A Little Kindness Makes a World of Difference. Boy, I'll tell you, that's something you can hang over your bedpost or your refrigerator or maybe your mirror in the bathroom to remind you that a little kindness makes a world of difference. And this movie is really terrific. You're going to enjoy it. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. For over 30 years, Fred Rogers, an unassuming minister, puppeteer, writer, and producer, was beamed daily into homes across America in his beloved TV program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. From Academy Award-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville, who was responsible for 20 Feet from Stardom, another great movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor, takes an intimate look at Fred Rogers. You will love it. And it's available to you free of charge. All you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in a hoppa. Make sure you include your address in there, okay? That's very helpful, because that way
way we know where to send it. So Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, and you could be the owner of this new DVD, Won't You Be My Neighbor? The whole story of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Good fun. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. And I am going to sign that sound off on Won't You Be My Neighbor, too, and just say, what a good documentary
that was. Well,
that
done.
Was.
And yeah.
It reminded me that one does not have to be boisterous or belligerent to get attention and to be respected. Here, all these years later, he is still considered, almost a saint, if you will, mm-hmm. in regards to children's television and being able to communicate great messages, actually difficult messages at many times.
Exactly.
9/11, mm-hmm. Racial equality back in the 60s, and he did it with such poise and such grace. And great little documentary.
And I think what people overlook here, because of his unassuming manner, Bob, was his sense of ministry. And in, being expositor of the gospel message in such a way that was very appropriate and powerful. I mean, the amazing thing, you talk with people who grew up with Mr. Rogers, it was a wholesome time. And the effect that it had on their lives to this very day is quite profound.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need some more Mr. Rogers to be raised up in for this next generation. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, that's the need. As Charles Finney said, a revival happens when it's most needed. And I am praying every day for a revival because of the chaos and the bifurcation, the ununited spirit that is, attacking our culture. It is most amazing. I was watching something last night, before we get into Night School and Little Women and Smallfoot, about what's happening, with the Kavanaugh hearings and all this. And what the feminists are doing, all in the name of Roe v. Wade and feminism and all this stuff. And Jonathan Cahn had quite a reveal that was on YouTube about the Arch of Baal being moved. It was in New York, and it was moved to D.C., interestingly enough, during the week of these hearings. And for those that have done any study of Baal, we look at God's judgment on Israel, and it was a time when they too had fallen victim. I say they too because I look at our country with 60 million abortions done, that we have abandoned God for the idol of Baal, a modern day 21st century Baal that many of our neighbors and family members are bowing to unwittingly. And but it's clear that it is a spiritual battle that we're in, and the demonic is going absolutely nuts because their linchpin to their power, their what Baal was all about in sacrificing children, something that God said clearly, I didn't ask you to do that. I never asked you to sacrifice your children, but yet you do it to this speechless, immovable God that you are bowing to, and who can't hear you, can't say anything, and you're sacrificing your children. And here in America, we are doing the same thing, and I thought it was quite interesting that the Arch of Baal was moved to D.C., overlooking the Capitol. What does that tell you?
Wow, that's really interesting and well said. But I totally agree with what you said about the spiritual battle. But, unlike, say, dog catcher of your city or someone who might be on the city council of a city, not to say those aren't important, but this appointment and this position I've been thinking the very same thing. There's so much spiritual warfare that's needed. And you started by saying, hey, when things are dark, then he says, it's a great time and a good time for revival, and almost always happens. But always a key in the past has been, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And I think that prayer part is important, not just in the car, God heal our land. But I think those that are listening, those that are in the faith community, could, you know, spend a few minutes every single day just saying, please God, heal our land. And, and the spiritual battle that we're in, help truth be revealed and help righteousness be promoted.
Amen. Amen. Because we know when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Not a lot of rejoicing right now. People are confounded. They're very confused about the whole matters that are before our country today. But as you say, and well said, Bob, is that if we pray, and that's praying with purpose. You know, what is it that we're praying about? I mean, think about the confusion that is running rampant in our society. What it's doing to us. I mean, you know, good is evil. Evil's good. You know, no surprise. We were told this would take place. And here it is. And, you know, for a time such as this, it would seem that the God of Baal is, again, about ready to be judged. I mean, exposed here. I mean, clear exposure as to what's going on. And we said this going into this, that this was not going to be solved by politics. It wasn't going to be solved by a politician, by a president of the United States. This was going to be solved on our knees, bringing God into the environment, into this situation, to say, God, let us know the truth. Let your peace reign in this matter and in all matters of our government. Restore the joy of our salvation, if you will. And let us get this country back on track on godly principles. And if not now, Bob, if not now, when? And if not when, heaven help us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's talk
the movies.
Well, we're talking media and culture here. You're the director of media and culture at Focus, and this is what you're dealing with. This is what I would say, and I would only hope that many of the churches across the country were addressing. And some churches I heard that wouldn't necessarily deal with this, they were starting to deal with it. And I say, you know, God bless you, you know, for having the conviction and the bravery to do that, because the word is real clear, a people without revelation. If we're not, you know, connected to the word of God and being revealed to us the truth of God, we're going to cast off restraint. We're going to reflect the rest of the society that was on display when you listen to all the testimony that was taking place. I mean, and I've since have done, you know, some more studying about, you know, what was going on during those high school days at the girls' school that Dr. Ford attended, and even the boys' school. It was quite heated. Hedonistic. You know, it really was. And there was some pretty crazy stuff that was going on both sides. So, and this is part and parcel of the culture that we live in today that opens the doors to these things that keep Focus in the family, you know, so needed and so important to the culture to balance it out.
You know, on the movie front, the number one film is a film called Night School, made $28 million. It's a Kevin Hart comedy, Tiffany Haddish. It's not a surprise that it came in number one, as we're kind of bemoaning things that are happening. Mm. It's just so undeserving. I mean, it has a good heart. Kevin Hart has a good heart. Mm. I mean, he goes back to school to get his GED because he wants to better himself. That's the basic plot. But surrounded among this good heart is just so much nasty, risque, crude, crap, you know, content and scenes and action. Nothing explicit, nothing you would call pornographic visually per se, but audio-wise, just the speech and the talk and the inference, it just was awful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the kind of film that you want to walk in the office and look and see how films did over the weekend, and you hope it came in at number 50, you know, that no one went. But when you take number one, you go, oh, you know, did people really know what they were getting into? Did they care? I mean, you kind of know with Kevin Hart you're going to get some of that.
Right.
But anyways, I was disappointed.
Well, as they say, it's the cheap humor. Okay, we got about 10 seconds real quick. Second film?
Second film, Smallfoot. I liked it for kids. Check out our full review in Little Women, which came in at number 16.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where police fatally shot a man in a hospital emergency room a short time ago. The police chief, John Mina, says it happened at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The man arriving at the hospital for a medical condition earlier today, but once he was in the ER, he said he would shoot anyone who came near him. Police were called and the emergency room was placed on lockdown. The chief says negotiators started speaking with the man, but when he looked to be reaching for a gun, officers shot him. It turns out the man wasn't armed. President Trump is about to detail for reporters a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that was agreed to late last night. This morning, the president tweeted the pact is a, quote, great deal for all three countries and solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which the new trade deal will replace. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
One of the women accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct says she has spoken with the FBI now. Reports are Deborah Ramirez provided a list of witnesses who she says can corroborate her allegation that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party. The city of Las Vegas remembering the 58 people who were killed a year ago today when a gunman opened fire at a music festival. Hundreds of others were injured. A number of events and remembrance ceremonies are being held around Vegas today. Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says,
we have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin is saying more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An unusual traffic situation in Atlanta this morning. An overturned livestock truck has spilled a herd of cows onto a highway, backing up traffic and causing at least two wrecks that killed two cows. Reports are the truck spilled the cows across Interstate 285 early today, and at least one driver of another vehicle was injured in one of those collisions with one of those cows. Another herd of cows spilled onto I-75 back in May. In that case, 10 cows were killed. In Indonesia, the search and rescue and, all too often, recovery is continuing.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes. Rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. In some of the remote areas struck by the earthquake and tsunami, the searching hasn't even begun yet. And two scientists from the U.S. and Japan have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing today that Jim Allison and Tetsuku Honjo are being honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to battle cancer. Allison's a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll here, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because we're fearless to that end, because in the long run, that's what we want our decisions based on, are the truths, the facts. Kind of like when we were kids growing up, you know, Joe Friday, just the facts, ma'am, just give me the facts. But we've abandoned that for relativism. And as a result, you know, in abandoning just staunch values, I say set in stone values. I know that some people it would be shocking that, especially in this realm of relativism that we live in, because what happens, they would much rather live in the arena where it's all about opinion. Let's forget about facts, because where facts are not prevalent, opinion rules. And I can drive the discussion as we're experiencing right now. It's just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Fiorella Nash with us. She's a researcher and writer for the London-based Society for the Protection of Unborn Children. She has over 10 years' experience researching life issues from a feminist perspective. She makes regular appearances at both national and international conferences, has appeared on radio and print discussing issues such as abortion, gendercide, maternal health, and commercial surrogacy. She's also an award-winning novelist, has published numerous books and short stories under the nom de plume Fiorella de Maria. Fiorella, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. I want to discuss your book, The Abolition of Woman, How Radical Feminism is Betraying Women. In the introduction of the book, you say, if a dissident movement becomes part of a corrupt establishment, assuming the same tyrannical behavior it was founded to fight, then other dissidents must inevitably rise to challenge the new orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My feeling is that radical feminism is and has been for many years silencing any woman who opposes a predetermined vision of sexual ideology. And my view is that we need a new feminism. We need a new movement that can combat that, that can speak for the thousands and thousands of women who believe in equality, who believe in empowerment, but will not sacrifice the unborn, will not sacrifice human life for those reasons.
You say thousands. I think it's millions.
Yes, Fiorella. Millions. I'm
right.
Thinking in my own locality, but yes,
right.
I think millions. You know, you're talking about a global population. You are
talking
quite rightly about millions of women. That's you.
Yeah, even here in the United States, I would say, because as you're writing about how radical feminism is betraying women, it's almost like we've been bifurcated and everything has been so tribalized that people don't even know what tribe they belong to anymore.
Yes, I think it is extremely distressing and very, very damaging for politics, for a country, certainly for women, when we do become very polarized like this. And this is certainly something I have noticed a great deal in the last 10, 15 years, You're certainly seeing it in your own country. I'm seeing it in Britain. We've noticed this very much with the referendum, the Brexit referendum.
Right.
But even in terms of the abortion debate, it has become so polarized, it's become so aggressive, that there's very little room left for seeking out common ground, for actually having a civil discussion. And I don't believe society ever benefits from that level of aggression. We need to be able to discuss these matters, these life and death issues, in a courteous way. But as we become more and more tribal in our thinking, it's an interesting word to use, I think we lose that sense that, you know, we need to be working together for the common good.
Exactly. So what happens to those women, and I've spoken with many personally, directly, that say, you know, I participated in an abortion, my heart is breaking. They say to me routinely, Viorella, my audience has heard me relate this story, time and again they will tell me, my son would have been 12 years old today, or my child would have been 21, would have graduated from college this month. You know, these stories that just break your heart when they have come to realize that all in the name of the government that has promoted, you know, abortion and the good housekeeping seal of approval, as we say in this country, and has authenticated it, and they realize, even from the moment that an abortion happened, that there was something not right. There was something dishonest about it. And they carry that dishonesty in their heart. And, you know, so what happens with those women? Are they to be cast out and ignored and say, okay, well, you know, get over it? You know, you're just making stuff up. This is something that's just in your mind, and you're, you know, you're just too emotional. So you're supposed to get over this. Abortion is, you know, it's meaningless.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that really the treatment of post-abortive women, and also people who have been involved in the abortion industry,
mm-hmm. yes.
then leave, is absolutely atrocious. I think it is one of the great scandals that we are facing here, that they have nowhere to turn, that they are not listened to, and that they are treated as though they're crazy, as though they're attention seekers. We would call that gaslighting.
Yes, exactly.
In any other situation.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in Britain, and I know there are similar groups in the States, in the late 80s, there was a group set up called, at the time it was called British Victims of Abortion. It's now called ARCH. They're focusing more on recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually founded by women who had had abortions, which they regretted, because they realized there was simply nowhere for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
They had nowhere to go. They were grieving, and society would not acknowledge that. And in the overwhelming majority of cases, what I hear, I've heard so many cases like that over the years, the woman will say, I was not told. They told me it was just a bundle of cells. They told me not to look at the ultrasound screen. They said I'd be fine. They said it didn't matter. It wasn't really a baby yet. And, of course, afterwards, they found out the truth, and sometimes in the most heartbreaking of situations. So one particular story I'd like to share with you.
Yes, please.
Was from the founder, in fact, of BVA. She had had an abortion in her 20s. She then fell pregnant again, had a repeat abortion. Unfortunately, that's quite common.
Mm-hmm.
But she started to realize she was still pregnant. You know, she was still getting all the pregnancy symptoms. So she went back to the place where she'd had the abortion, and they did a scan, and they said, you're still pregnant. You were carrying twins. And she said she looked at that screen, at the little baby girl, and she said, dear God, what have I done?
Mm.
If that's what the baby looks like, what did I do to her sibling? What did I do the last time? But it was the first time she was forced to really look at that, and she went on to have that baby, who is now herself quite vocal as a survivor of abortion. And it's something that has really stuck with me, because in so many cases when women regret abortion, that is the reason why. They say they were not given information, and yet I get told repeatedly by the industry, oh no, we always give women full information. That is simply not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why in America they have blocked, these facilities that are providing free sonograms to the women to make sure that they do get the information when they are considering an abortion. And, of course, these abortion facilities are outraged over it. Fiorella Nash is our guest. We've got more from Fiorella right after the break. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez live.
Eighth Way of Life is fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit ornery from time to time, but that's just to keep your blood moving, okay? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Fiorella Nash continues. Her book, The Abolition of Woman, How Radical Feminism is Betraying Women. You know, for the great majority on both sides of the abortion debate, the idea of a pro-life feminist is the ultimate contradiction in terms. Abortion has become so central to feminist thinking that women who affirm their belief in both women's empowerment and the inalienable right to life can find themselves viewed with suspicion and hostility from both sides. How is this going to be reconciled? What do you see happening down the road, Fiorella? Because you see this frustration right now. It is the women with the biggest megaphone and the ones that are yelling the loudest, like the ones that attacked the senator in an elevator here last week. They seem to be the ones that they have the they get the voice, they get the place in the reporting of the mainstream media. But I got to imagine that other women, because I'm hearing it, they're getting increasingly frustrated over their voices not being heard.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true, and I'm certainly noticing a growing movement of younger women in particular who have rejected abortion, or have always rejected abortion, mm-hmm. as a means to an end, who do not believe it's necessary to sacrifice your own offspring in order to be empowered, but do very much believe in women's empowerment and in equality. And I think really the first answer is we can't go away. Mm-hmm. We've got to keep talking, and we've got to keep getting our message out there. Radical feminists would like nothing more than for us just to melt away or be bullied back into the background. But we can't allow that to happen. You're seeing, there was a wonderful situation with a women's march where a pro-life feminist group were refused entry to the march, and they turned up anyway.
Yes. You know,
they went right to the front of the march with their banners. We need a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the problem for those radical feminists that want to avoid the truth. Regardless, even if you were to shut the mouth of every woman with a contrarian view that is based on truth as opposed to opinion, that is going to still nag people as to what has happened, as you and I were discussing, with women who have realized down the road that they've been lied to. And this is what's happened. This whole basis of this movement has been based on a lie. And dare I say that I believe that there is a time, and again, our audience has heard me say this, that I think it's a matter of time. We're starting to hear anecdotally that there are some men coming to the realization that they have been part and parcel, and they have been contributors to this abortion movement, and they are realizing that it's not only my wife's son or daughter, but it's my son or daughter. And grandparents are realizing, wait a minute, you killed one of my grandchildren? You know, this is heartbreaking, and what's going to happen, I believe, Fiorella, I'm hearing a day where you hear such an outcry across the United States, if not around the world, where people bought into this lie that it was just a mass of tissue, that it was inconsequential, that they actually realized that there are 60 million babies that have been murdered at the altar, for the most part, of convenience. Because the big argument with Roe v. Wade when it was passed, the big wedge was that in the event of a rape or incest and this sort of thing. And I think it was quite interesting that last week I attended a dinner, and the speaker was a woman who was born from a rape.
Oh, now, Rebecca.
Yes, Rebecca.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I know Rebecca. Yes, she's
powerful,
wonderful, yes.
Powerful testimony. And she brings into balance, into the conversation, the consideration of why, even in the case of a rape, that, I mean, here, you know, she talked about changing the mind of Governor Rick Perry in a meeting. I mean, at first he says, oh, you know, in the case, I mean, the typical response that most people make, because this has been set policy. But when you see a real life person in front of you and you go, whoa, maybe this needs to be, you know, reconsidered, and Rebecca is a powerful example in contradiction to what people would say.
Yes, I think Rebecca is a great example of putting a face to an abstract idea, putting a face to a statistic, it's incredibly easy to say, oh, but in cases of rape, for example, oh, but in cases of disability, until you actually see the person.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, she had, I don't know if you were aware of the Feminists for Life of America poster campaign, where they had a picture of her, and it had, did I deserve the death penalty?
Yeah.
You know, my name is Rebecca. And right. The whole point of that, they also had, a black man in a wheelchair, would you say to my face that I have no right to live? And the whole purpose of that, and I think a lot of pro-life groups are getting behind that idea, is to remind people these are lives we are talking about.
Exactly.
And sure, you know, in the case of rape, it's an absolutely terrible thing to happen to a woman. I can't think of many worse calamities to hit a woman than to go through an ordeal like that. And there needs to be a lot of support there for the woman. But in the situation where pregnancy does occur, we also have to say this is not the end of the world. There is an alternative to abortion. You know, you can consider adoption. In over half the cases where the woman keeps the baby, she actually raises the baby herself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the baby's fault. We can help you. We can be there for you.
Right.
But most importantly, we have to be there.
Exactly. Well, if we're going to be people that believe in life above all things, and this is what we've abandoned at a great expense, Fiorella. I got to tell you, Fiorella, that speaking of disabled, my grandson, who's 2 years old, he lives in Maui, Hawaii. The doctor had, when they had checked him out and ran the sonogram, had discovered he had a hole in his heart. There were all kinds of scenarios that could come out, that he could be born retarded, that, here is a conception that has gone wrong. And the doctor had given my daughter and my son-in-law the option of abortion. And of course, the kids were heartbroken immediately. I said, absolutely not. This is not a consideration. And of course, the doctor, after their response, then came alongside. Well, the two-year-old, yes, he was born with a hole in his heart, had two open heart surgeries, and he is thriving and running around. You can't believe he is just such a blessing to this family that it breaks my heart to even think that there was, and it was more just from the doctor's standpoint, not from the kids. The kids, it was unquestionable. They were going to deliver this baby full term and deal with the consequences upon his delivery. And thank God for their courage. Thank God, for their faith and belief. And we have a two-year-old grandson, Jackson, who is just, the light, another one of the lights of our family.
Well, that's a wonderful story. And in fact, my own understanding of disability was very influenced by a disability rights campaigner over here called Alison Davis, who worked with the Society for Protection of Unborn Children for many years. And she had spina bifida, and she was in a wheelchair. She also had a number of other problems, which caused her a great deal of suffering, particularly later in life, a lot of pain, a lot of practical issues to do with her mobility, for example. But she really encouraged us, she encouraged society, but she encouraged her life campaigners as well, to be careful about the value judgments that we make.
Yes.
Because her feeling was that, and I really came to appreciate it later, her feeling was that we do in fact write off people with disabilities without intending to, sometimes even the language we use.
Yeah, exactly.
And my son actually is autistic.
Oh.
And, of course, you can't screen for autism, so it wasn't an issue during the pregnancy. It
right.
came to light a little bit later, so he was safe, as it were.
Well, Fiorella, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Fiorella Nash, The Abolition of Woman. It'll be booked, linked on our website.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck,
contract, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where police fatally shot a man in a hospital emergency room a short time ago. The police chief, John Mina, says it happened at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The man arriving at the hospital for a medical condition earlier today, but once he was in the ER, he said he would shoot anyone who came near him. Police were called and the emergency room was placed on lockdown. The chief says negotiators started speaking with the man, but when he looked to be reaching for a gun, officers shot him. It turns out the man wasn't armed. President Trump is about to detail for reporters a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that was agreed to late last night. This morning, the president tweeted the pact is a, quote, great deal for all three countries and solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which the new trade deal will replace. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I don't know any other name that can break every chain like the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good news, not only is consumer confidence at an 18-year high, it was also, we've got good news that Canada and Mexico coming together, new NAFTA deal. Won't be called NAFTA, it'll be called something else. But that is very positive and gets us further down the road to where we can have a level playing field, because you knew that this was key, because from Mexico and Canada, then we go to Europe, and then it's a matter of time, I believe, that China comes into the fold as well. Author James Robbins joins us. Been looking forward to this conversation with James. His book, Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. James, welcome back. Good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You write, first they came for the Confederate monuments, but who knows where progressive efforts to erase history will end. It's a short hop from the unthinkable to the mandatory, and I can't help, in light, as I was reading your book, hearing the echoes of George Orwell's 1984, Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. This is pretty dangerous, is it not?
Yeah, it's very dangerous. I mean, everybody knows about the Confederate monument thing. But then when you look at other things that are under assault, whether it's George Washington, for example, when President Trump recently said that with respect to the Kavanaugh thing, you know, if he nominated George Washington to the court, that people would find problem with that. And immediately on Twitter, people were saying, you know, Trump says he's going to nominate a slaveholder to the court. So this is what we're talking about.
Well, you know, we're so out of our minds. We're out of our minds. I mean, how does this benefit anything? I mean, we watched the exercise. It was so painful to watch what was coming out of those Senate hearings, to think that this is contributing to the woof and warf of our current culture.
Oh, yeah, how the Democrats have handled it. You know, forget whether Dr. Ford has a credible story. I want to know if the Democratic staffers have a credible story for how they manipulated the press. How they've basically destroyed the nomination process on pursuit of trying to block Judge Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. The sense of decorum, the sense of stateliness, you know, all of these things that should go along with elevating somebody to the Supreme Court has just been destroyed, I mean, in the service of their ideology. And I think the long-term effects of this are extremely negative.
Well, I think Judge Kavanaugh said that the impact will be for generations. I can tell you over the weekend, people who heretofore, you know, they know I do a radio show, and we very rarely do we talk about politics, because usually I see them, you know, over the weekend when I try to decompress and take a breather from everything. But last week was so overwhelming in processing this information, and people are very hurt. And they're confused about the landscape of our country and the whole American ideal of what it's all about, that ideology is driving this, that rules for radicals, the Alinsky playbook is being played out, and there really is no earnest pursuit of truth. It's just the earnest pursuit of their own ideology, as you point out, because at the basis of all this, let's face it, it's the abortion issue. This is what they're fighting for. We've got the court, you know, back in session today with 8 members. It should have had 9. But the ideologues in this country, they're fighting for their very lives. And Kavanaugh is going to be in their way right now, and they're going to take him out at any cost, and they're going to drag this out. Dick Durbin was insisting, you know, why don't you tell, you know, Don McCann, who's sitting right over there, tell him you want an FBI investigation. You know, Durbin knows as well as anybody it is not, you know, Kavanaugh's call. It was their call. They had, investigators that they chose not to utilize. The Republicans, meanwhile, they were out there pursuing every lead and investigating all this, and they brought something to the table to talk about, where all we got from the Democrats was a lot of rhetoric and obstruction.
Oh, well, I agree with you completely, and it goes into something I discuss in the book about the Constitution and how people say that when they undertake things like this, or like they're injuring the Constitution, that they're injuring the civil society in this country. But, you know, they don't care about that. I mean, that's not a charge that resonates with them.
Of course.
The Constitution is basically something that's just in the way. And if they could do away with the Constitution and write a new, you know, socialist, progressive, utopian document that give them all the power, they would do it. It's just that the Constitution is what we have right now. It's something that they consider to be a problem. They call it a racist document or what have you. And, you know, if this damages the Constitution, well, so be it from their perspective. That doesn't really matter. The sooner it's gotten rid of, the better.
Yeah. Well, the former president declared that it was elastic. Antonin Scalia was real clear about the Constitution. And most originalists feel the same way, that the Constitution says what it says and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. I mean, to me, that's pretty simple.
Oh, sure. And, you know, it's funny because when people look back on Robert Bork or what happened with him and how what's going on today is so much worse than that. You know, with Bork, at least they were arguing over issues of constitutionality and his interpretation of the document. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, it's just taken for granted, you know, from the left. You know, Kavanaugh's bad news on that. They don't even want to talk about that. So they have to come up with these other things to try to derail him, because if they were discussing his views of the Constitution, which is what they should be discussing, mm-hmm. well, obviously they 100% disagree with him because he honors the document and the original intent.
And that, I think, has been the challenge and also the opportunity for the Republican Party, because when they make it that clear, that is really a discernible difference between the two parties, is it not?
Oh, highly discernible. And again, they don't even want to talk about it. They have nothing to say about it. They just completely and utterly reject any kind of originalist interpretation. And it's noteworthy to me that they don't even want to have a debate on that. Mm-hmm. They don't want to debate that on the merits. Well, why can't they debate their view of the Constitution against Judge Kavanaugh's and other, you know, originalist views? Mm-hmm. And that battle, that's the real battle, but they can't do that because they know that they'll lose.
Exactly. Well, they've tried to, they can do it in the echo chambers of their circles, in the, faculty lounges where everybody's having coffee and coming up with all these grand theories and socialistic ideas, but there's nothing, you know, to support it. You know, they want to support and laud the praises of socialism, and I say, tell me where it's working. Name one place that is working. Oh, we're going to go to Norway, huh? Okay. Well, first of all, Norway is not a socialistic country. You know, go to Venezuela. Well, that's because we just didn't have enough socialism there. Well, they're 1,000,000%, in terms of inflation right now. You don't even want to know the cost of a loaf of bread and how many people are starving every day in Venezuela because of socialism. And time and again, history points out that this is what socialism gives you. It is an avenue for death and destruction, not to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness like we have here in America. Erasing America, losing our future by destroying our past. James Robbins is with us. Our conversation with James will continue right after the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. In towns and cities across America, a tidal wave of social activism is systematically erasing pieces of American history. Driven by the relentless left, activists destroy monuments, burn flags, ban American literature, and disregard the national anthem. Before long, there will no longer be moments dedicated to American heroes, no stories that praise them. The United States will have become a dark chapter in human history, best forgotten. Our guest, James Robin, reveals the dire situation America currently faces. Radical liberals control American education, the media, and the Democratic Party, and they seek to demean, demolish, and relentlessly attack America's past in order to indict America's present. As we say, he who controls, as George Orwell wrote in 1984, he who controls the past controls the future, who controls the present controls the past. And this toxic movement has already brainwashed an entire generation and is rapidly dissolving the cultural, historical, and spiritual bonds of our nation. You know, for example, in Massachusetts, Simmons College claims saying "God bless you" is an Islamophobic microaggression. This is where we are right now, James Robbins. I mean, this is pretty scary.
Oh, yeah, it's scary stuff, and we see new examples every day. The NFL, of course, with its kneelers who are against the national anthem, are, you know, a perennial problem. We saw Green Bay, like, rolling out a non-American flag, some kind of a banner.
Yeah, what was that about?
Over the weekend. You know, yeah, they were afraid to show the American flag, so now they show this kind of star-spangled bunting or whatever it was. And, you know, a whole football field's worth. They had to have that thing made. It's just ridiculous. Why did you show the American flag and honor it and what it stands for?
Yeah, like, we're supposed to forget our sons and daughters and fathers, grandparents that have fought for the liberties that we enjoy. I mean, all that is just to be flushed down the ash heap of history.
Well, and it's strange because when you look back at history, like, for example, the Selma marchers, Martin Luther King, obviously a civil rights hero, they carried the American flag. They sang the national anthem during that march. They protested in a way that brought people together, that was supposed to show unity and make Americans feel like they were Americans, whereas the protesters today, they denounce the national anthem as racist, they denounce the flag as racist, and they're just trying to divide America.
Well, exactly. And you example Yale, at Yale, Calhoun College was renamed after students complained about the pro-slavery sentiments of John Calhoun.
Sure, but Yale chose not to examine the fact that Elihu Yale, who endowed the college originally, was himself a slave trader. So maybe Yale should just, like, change their whole brand.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of, this is the problem with history that becomes edited for convenience. It starts making room for a lot of hypocrisy, does it not?
Oh, the hypocrisy is rampant. I mean, it's only the people that they want to reexamine, that they want to get rid of, you know, they'll do that. The people that they want to conveniently ignore, I guess today's most relevant thing would be Ted Kennedy or someone like that, or, you know, Bill Clinton. I mean, if we're talking about Kavanaugh. The hypocrisy on the left is rampant.
Well, where are we going with this? I mean, are we, in some sense, James, I think, okay, it's like we're drowning. And before we save, before we're saved, like anybody who's ever been a summer lifeguard knows when somebody's drowning, you don't go in and save them right away. You got to let them get the fight out of them. Is this where we are right now, is that we just need to let the left get the fight out of them and just stand back and kind of watch the circus until, you know, they finally implode and realize that they can't carry the day? Is this a call for conservatives and people who have the historical veritas and realize the importance of it for them to stand up and finally say enough of this ridiculous stuff?
Well, I don't think standing by is really a good idea, because every time the conservatives think, well, you know, the left has really reached the bottom, they can't go any lower, you know, they find a way to dig more feet out of that hole.
Right.
So however bad we think it is now, it's going to get worse. And I use the example of, like, blowing up Mount Rushmore, which people say, oh, that's ridiculous. Like, who would be talking about that? Well, you know what? They're already talking about that on
exactly.
the left. It's actually a pretty popular idea. So, you know, when Donald Trump, after the Charlottesville thing, said, you know, you start with Confederates and then the next thing it's Washington and Jefferson. And these historians, you know, came out on PBS like poo-pooing, oh, no one's saying that. Yeah, and then Thomas Jefferson's statue at UVA is vandalized on his birthday.
Exactly.
You know, it's vandalized routinely now. Of course they're talking about that. They're talking about getting rid of everything because there's nothing in our history that they value.
And that's what needs to be realized. The other thing that conservatives and those who honor history need to realize that this is a cultural war. And as you say, Democrats will take it, to whatever end, because in their mind is the end justifies the means, even to this point, to where, they will orchestrate this Kavanaugh hearing in such a way that it has nothing to do with the truth, but has everything to do about their ideology and their insistence. I mean, their passionate resistance to allow an imbalance in the Supreme Court to take place.
Well, you know, elections have consequences, and they're just trying to overturn the 2016 election, which they
right.
blew. I mean, it was a gift to Hillary, and they blew it. But when it comes to the left, you have to really listen to and believe what they say. When they say that the United States is a country built on racism, built on exploitation, imperialism, sexism, and all these other isms, and they denounce the United States and its history in no uncertain terms, you have to at least give them the courtesy of believing them.
Exactly.
You have to believe that they hate this country. They hate it fundamentally. And they are out there to change it in ways that will be very threatening to freedom. Mm-hmm. Because at the root of it, freedom is what started America. It was a country based on an idea, freedom. And freedom is what they're after. That's what they want to destroy.
Exactly. And, James, you know, some of this is, it is a bit of a game of chess. And Republicans got to be careful. I saw when this was coming, I could see it coming down the wire, the way this was going to break out. And that as soon as the Republicans picked up, you know, the Dr. Ford issue, that was not the place. Time was up. There is remedy for Dr. Ford, but it's not going to be in the court of public opinion the way it's run. I mean, where you've got basically the court of public opinion has embraced the campus rape culture that throws due process out the window and declares that you are guilty and forget about any process that argues your innocence.
Yes, I think to an extent that's true, but I also think that people are waking up to this and noting that this is a problem. Folks talk about Republicans are currently women. Well, you know, Democrats may be alienating men. I had an article on this in USA Today recently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how is it for men to think that they can have a sterling career, have a wonderful family life, you know, build this wonderful life for themselves, and then an accusation comes out of the blue from decades ago that may not even be true, and suddenly their lives are destroyed.
Exactly.
How do men feel about that? I really don't think that that's something that we want to encourage. And particularly there's some Democrats, you know, and we're looking at Spartacus Cory Booker. Mm-hmm. I mean, he even admitted that he did this in a newspaper article, that he should resign from the Senate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I don't think we want those senators' yearbooks brought out on full display, do we?
Yeah, you know, the notion that senators are using their time in a Supreme Court confirmation to detangle the, you know, in-jokes of high school yearbooks, you know, written by 17-year-old kids or whatever. I mean, it's just such a farce. Is this really America? Come on.
Right. Well, and as you say, you know, shame on Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii telling men that they should shut up. I mean, America does not need the voices of men invalidated. See, this is the whole problem with the left. They want to invalidate anybody with a contrarian view. Forget about the First Amendment, the right to free speech. I mean, the reason that it was the First Amendment was our founding fathers appreciated that in order to advance the ideals of this new republic is that we needed to have a conversation. And where we are right now is you have people starved for communication and starved for a conversation, and conversation that's wholesome, conversation that advances thought and solves problems, not, you know, keeping us in a bucket of gum and all mired up to where we're fussing and fighting and going nowhere.
Well, I agree. On the other hand, I think Hirono should keep talking because she discusses views that usually are not discussed. She openly says things that they're thinking that men can say, you know what, maybe I really don't ever want to vote Democrat ever again.
Exactly. Well, that is the problem. You know, I've often said that the one thing about the left, they self-indict. And to your point, all you have to do is listen. Dr. James Robbins is the author of the book Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past, the senior fellow for the National Security Affairs at the American Foreign Policy Council, a commentary writer for USA Today, and a member of the advisory board to the National Civil War Museum. James, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.